200 years ago this summer, a small group of men gathered in Independence Hall in Philadelphia to draft a new order for the ages, the greatest experiment in self-government in the history of man, the Constitution of the United States. They had come from almost every state. It was 11 years since we had declared our independence, and it was a time of great national crisis. In one state, high taxes had led to an armed rebellion. In many states, inflation was out of control. Tariffs among the states were crushing economic growth and opportunity. And there had even been quarrels over boundary lines between states, quarrels that had threatened to break into wars. As the delegates gathered, people in America and around the world wondered, could the United States survive? Could this great experiment endure? Well, thanks to those men and the Constitution they framed, we remained one nation under God, of, by, and for the people. In that long, hot summer, our founders set aside sectional rivalries and narrow interests. They spoke not for small groups, but for we, the people. They spoke for the simplest and most noble principles about the rule of nations ever conceived, the principles of human freedom and the rights of man, the principles of democracy. And because they spoke for these enduring principles, our Constitution has itself endured, and America is today, as it has been for two centuries now, the last best hope of humanity. This year, let us all join together in remembering that great story of the birth of our Constitution and of this more perfect union, this light unto the nations, this city on a hill, this proud and glorious sweet land of liberty, our United States of America.